Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg, and we're going to do a little something different this week. After all of those opinions following the Ravens' 23-20 loss to the Steelers on Sunday, we're going to get your take on some of the opinions that are out there about this team. Some people are saying it's kind of a doomsday scenario after the loss. So we want you to weigh in, see what you think, John.
All right.
We'll start with this one. This one came from, pardon the interruption, they said the Ravens were, quote, stupid for not giving Ray Rice the ball in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game.
Stupid. that is a strong word.
It is a very strong word.
That's a strong word. I'm not quite sure I'm going there. Certainly, I've been critical in the past some of the play calling when Ray Rice gets sort of left out of the equation. And 12 carries in the game is not great for Ray. I think that's not enough. The fourth quarter, I mean, to me, the bigger question is over the course of an entire game, not in the fourth quarter. They barely had the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, what, 8 snaps, I think, and never really got anything going. I would say over the course of the game is a bigger issue than the fourth quarter.
Do you expect him to kind of get more carries this week than the 12 he got last week?
I would think so. We say this every week, don't we? So, I don't know. I would think so. I would think there would be more carries. Washington... they've got a strong running game as well. It could be one of those type games.
All right, next opinion out there about Terrell Suggs. He has a torn bicep, unsure if he's going to be able to play this week, up in the air. Losing him for any kind of time would be, quote, heartbreaking and disastrous. This is from the Baltimore Sun.
Heartbreaking and disastrous. Certainly if he's lost for any period of time, heartbreaking for Terrell, who has worked really hard to get back. I mean, really hard.
Yeah.
So, yes, that would be – I think it would be really tough on him. Devastating to the defense, I might have to agree. I mean, I think that's going to be tough. If Terrell Suggs were lost for the rest of the season, he has, even though he hasn't had his sack totals that are up this year like it's been in the past and is obviously not quite bringing his A game, he's helped a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's solidified that edge, whatever side he's playing on. He's played the run well. It's just a high-quality player you put on the field. They were missing him earlier in the year, and they would miss him again.
He, just for the record, he says he does expect to play again this season, but in terms of this Sunday, it's going to be a game-time decision.
He might play Sunday.
Right.
So
we've learned, don't count him out.
Absolutely, don't count him out. It could be a moot point, and he might be in there. So we'll just have to see.
All right, third opinion out there. The Ravens are heading back on the road this week, go to FedEx Field. Not a very long trip, they're about 30 minutes down the road, but go to FedEx Field to take on the Redskins. The Ravens have a 4-2 record on the road this year, which is one of the best marks in the NFL. However, some people aren't really impressed with that mark. Sports Illustrated has this quote: the Ravens' 4-2 record on the road isn't remotely as impressive as it would appear. Do you agree or disagree?
As remotely as impressive. Wow. An unimpressive road record is 1-5, is 0-6, 4-2. I understand where that's coming from. The Ravens have not played many winning teams on the road this year, period.
Mm-hmm.
So you only play who's in front of you. They haven't looked that great in a lot of games on the road, but they have won most of them.
Yeah.
Yes, you can make the case the wins, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, and then Pittsburgh without Roethlisberger, they're their wins. None of those, Pittsburgh win was great, hard, but none of them are super standout. And then the one tough opponent, Houston, they got steamrolled.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say that, but it's a bottom line thing. They won the game.
Yeah.
So it can't be, I'm sorry, they may have struggled, but they've won the game. So, unimpressive, impressive. 4-2 is fine.
So the whole style points thing kind of goes out the window, especially when you're on the road?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
If one thing from following this team from game to day and being around them, I'm sure you've seen it as well, Garrett. I mean, winning on the road is hard in the NFL. I think, I don't care who you're playing, the Ravens went into Jacksonville last year and got flattened, right? They looked horrible, and that was the worst team in the league. If you don't play, if you don't bring your game, you're going to get beat. I don't care who you're playing. So if you do win, you have to just take it. It's a win, and, it doesn't matter. Style points really don't matter on the road.
And, of course, the Ravens won't be worrying about style points this Sunday when they hit the road to go to FedEx Field. All right, for all the coverage leading up to that game against the Redskins, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.